In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. I'm reading from Luke's Gospel, from chapter 4, verse 16. And it really takes its reading from Isaiah 61. When Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given him, the 61st chapter. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of Jubilee of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. People have told me when he sat down, there was always a place for the Messiah, that Jesus probably sat down in the place of the Messiah. And, you know, they say, "Oh, this is wonderful," and then all of a sudden they want to throw him over the cliff. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus. But you know what? The Spirit of the Lord is upon us today, upon Anthony and upon me, and upon you. The Spirit of God is upon you.
The Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you now. We all have this anointing. When we've been called to be in Christ, we are also called to free the slaves and do everything that Isaiah did. We just ask, Lord, that you anoint your people. We ask that the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him. And you know, you are loved and you are glorified in God's eyes.
Open the eyes of the blind. I remember once when I was in Arizona, I prayed with this woman who was blind, and she got her sight back.
Amen.
And that's the only time I've seen a blind person healed in the ministry that the Lord has given me. She came up to her husband and said, "I'm driving home." I don't know if she did, but the point of the matter is she was healed. How do I know she was healed? I sent her to the back of the room, and she could hear and see me in the number of fingers I was holding up. This is God. This is God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And I'm going to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon Anthony. Whenever he prays with me, I feel the presence of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon him, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Today I prayed for something impossible. But you know what? God answered. It wasn't impossible, because he did it.
Amen.
He did it, and we ask you to continue to do it to David, Lord. Continue to let your glory, your blood, go through every cell in his body, through every atom in his body, so that he'd be restored and he comes home. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord should be upon all believers. You know, the Spirit of the Lord resides with people who has less of them, more of God. Today, God wants you to get out of your own way so God can work through you. Today, God wants you to take a step in faith, and he'll anoint the words you say. Today, God wants you to spread the good news. Today, God wants you to pray for people. You know, we have a ministry, me and Father Tom, where we lay hands on people, but God works through all things. If that's not your calling, pray for someone in your house. You know, there is no such thing as coincidence. God has ordained all your steps of this day, and he wants you to know that. The people you've come across or will come across, God has put you across them for a reason. God wants you to bring them the good news. God wants you to emanate the love of Jesus. He wants you to carry the love of Jesus. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is truly the love of God. The love of God is what heals. The love of God is what set captives free. The love of God is what's coming upon you now. You know, like we say, the perfect love of God breaks all fear. Today, God wants you to go in the world and break the fear of the enemy. He wants you to toil the tools of the devil. And, you know, you do that through prayer. We are very limited people. But where we end, God begins. And we don't heal or unheal. We just pray. And God makes a decision. But you are called to pray. You are called to love. Are you going to love today? Are you going to be used today?
I read something the other day. It was so simple. And something I knew, but I didn't know it. That the crucified Jesus is love. It's all about love.
Amen.
And that he draws all men and women into himself on the cross. The crucified Jesus is love. You know, I once in a while say, help me, sacred love. And people say, what's this sacred love? It's the heart of Jesus. It's the sacred heart.
Amen.
It's the crucified Lord. Sacred love. Oh, yes. And it comes out of my mouth every once in a while, even before I thought that Jesus was love. Of course he was love on the cross. He wasn't vehemently opposed to anyone. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Anthony, tell us about how the love of God has broken in on the streets of Salem.
You know, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's very appropriate, especially being out in Salem a lot of times around, especially around Halloween and all the witch fairs. You know, we go out there, and at first a lot of people are very incited. They feel judged. They might have been told the wrong thing about God. They might feel condemnation. But we just tell them the truth, that they are loved by God. Your God has made a perfect plan for your life, you know. And once the love of God comes upon people and upon the city, the Lord starts to anoint the words you say. He starts to empower your hands when you pray. And he starts to break all avenues of fear, concern. And he starts breaking down walls. You know, it's very humbling to see the love of God. Sometimes in people, demons in them will be incited and stuff, but being humbled by the love of God and with the humility of the Lord, there's nothing that the devil can do to someone who's been humbled by the love of God. Once someone knows they are loved, they have value in heaven, that their value doesn't lie, your value doesn't lie in what job you hold, you know, what house you live in, what car you drive. You know, in heaven, there's no money because of the only value in heaven is your soul. And today, God wants you to know that your soul is an unrepeatable, perfect masterpiece. That your life is supposed to be destined to the image of God. You know, that the world will give you apparent goods, but these quick highs will ensnare you. That God wants you to live in the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord comes from the love of God. So, you know, we just pray right now that the love of God falls on you, and the Holy Spirit's a spirit of truth. So people need to know the truth about why they are in this world, the plans God has for your life, that every good deed you're supposed to do is written in a book, that God, that all you need to do with God is surrender to Him and open the gates of reception. You know, I've heard when you heal and you pray for healing, you want to have the compassion and the passion of love to set injuries, bodies in the order that Jesus originally placed them in. So we just pray that every disorder that's been given to us by the spirit of the world or the devil or the enemy gets healed by the love of God, because in the truth of God, the glory of the Father abounds. And in the glory of the Father, anything is possible.
All things are possible to those who believe. The glory, I tell you, when the glory falls, anything can happen. Anything can happen. I tell you, that's why she saw that night. The glory fell. I remember going in, doing a healing service at the espousal retreat house. And what had happened is this woman, I said, the deaf are being healed. And she could hear without her hearing aids. And she said to me, what am I going to do with my hearing aids? I said, use them as relics. I was only kidding. I was only kidding. The next day she went to the bookstore that she worked in, a Christian bookstore, and the manager and the owner had problems with his ears. And she said, kiss my relics and you'll be healed. And you know what? The guy was healed. Kiss my relics. I was only pretending and kidding. You know, what are you going to do with these hearing aids? And see, it's the Spirit of the Lord that was upon her the next day. The Spirit of God was upon her to release captives. Are you captive to yourself today? Are you imprisoned by your own body? I've seen prisoners that are freer than most people who walk the earth. Why? Because they have a daily prayer life. Why else? Because they seek the face of God and not His hands. Oh yes, we need things from God, but to seek the face of God is what we need to do. The holy face of Jesus. I love the shroud, and I love to have a picture of the shroud like in a card. I said, this is my beloved. This is my beloved. What he went through for me as a result of love, because he is love. And you know, we proclaim God is love. God is love. Jesus is love. When the child Jesus was born for us, he was love. All through his life in Nazareth, he's love. On the cross, he's love. And the question is, have you learned how to love? Have I learned how to love? One person who went to heaven as an experience, the Lord was asking people, did you learn how to love? Did you learn how to love? Oh, it's not in highfalutin things. It's in little things, loving people that don't deserve your love. Oh, yes, yes, that's what Jesus did on the cross, loving people that don't deserve your love. I know this is hard, but go to the cross and borrow that love from Jesus crucified, who is love.
Amen. Yeah, our ways are certainly not God's ways. You know, that's an amazing story to hear, that about the relic just getting healed. You know, God will use that deafness for that lady, and he healed her. He uses everything for his good. You know, today I woke up and I was very weak, but I have faith that God will use that to his good. Say, Lord, I'm very weak today. When I am weak, I ask him to come and be my strength. When I'm prideful, I pray that he will make me humble. When I have walls and armor up from the past and the world, I ask that God breaks down that armor. And it's only the love of God. The love of God is what leads people to repentance. You know, I've utterly noticed that, and God has shown that to me, especially on the streets, especially with people who have never experienced the love of God. You know, we are imperfect people living in this imperfect world, and the love of humans can never equate to the love of God. So when the love of God comes on people who have a distorted view on love, that have a distorted view on themselves because of traumas of the world, you can see the love of God immediately sets the captives free. You know, the devil's worst fear is that you hear this message, to know that you are loved by the Lord, that he has a plan for you, that when he looks at you, he sees perfections. Once you repent, he doesn't see your sins. He doesn't see your past transgressions. The Lord wants you to move forward. The Lord wants you to take all those emptiness in you, and he wants to fill that with his light, you know? Sometimes we say the more darkness in you, the more light can pervade, because the light of God drives out all darkness. You know today? Do you know today that you are loved? Do you know today that God will use everything that has happened to you for his glory and for a deeper relationship to him? Do you know that nothing that has happened in this past year or in your life has happened outside of the will of God? You know, sometimes the worst things that happen to us after we surrender it to God, we realize those become our greatest things that ever happened to in our life, and we see that it's the mercy of God, because our ways are not God's ways, and sometimes God uses tragedy to pull us in a deeper relationship with him. You know, the cars, the money, your body, it all goes, but the soul remains. And when you get to the gates, God's going to want to know, have you been perfected in love? That is what matters. You know, I'm very, very far off, but I do pray every day that, God, I'm weak, and I pray that you just perfect me in love. You strip away everything that's not of you, because if it's not love, it's not of God. You know, especially in this season, God's calling us not to be distracted by the madness of the world, but to live in intimacy and love with God. Turn off the news. Open up the Bible. You know, God is anointing those words. He wants you to know today that as a Christian, you're set apart from the world. What affects the world does not affect Christians. That God will use everything to his good. That right now, when sin abounds, grace abounds more. And today, right now, is a time that grace can abound in your life. But don't let the devil distract you. Don't let the devil put you in a turmoil or anxiety or fear. Use this to say, Jesus, I'm lost. Help me be found. I'm afraid. Infuse me with your love. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the love of the Father, the truth of the Holy Spirit, the mercy of Jesus, the sacred heart of Jesus, and the rays of the divine mercy just fall upon everyone who's listening. And they know that today was ordained by God, that every day God ordains to take you deeper with him. And all he wants is his eyes focused on you, on him. He wants a relationship where nothing of this world can come in between you. And I pray that will happen today in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, I'm reading part of Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That's Jesus. Because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed. You've been sent. You've been sent. At Mass it says, Ite missae est in Latin. You know what it means? You've been sent to go out and to witness to the Lord. Oh, yes. That's what God wants you to do, to witness to what God has done for you. And what he's done for you, he wants to do for others. You say, but I'm shy. Listen, put your shyness in your pockets and just go out and tell somebody, you're loved. You're loved. I told you the story about Jules. He went to Shaw's and he had a rosary. He was going to give it to this young man, older man. I don't know what he is. But the point of the matter is, he said, I don't want that rosary. I was raised a Catholic. I don't need it. And so Jules walks away, and the Lord says, go back. Go back and give him that rosary. So Jules obeys. He goes back and wants to give him the rosary. The man says, I don't want your rosary. And Jules said, do you know that this rosary was blessed by Father Tom DiLorenzo? And the guy's eyes opened up. He said, he was my teacher in the sixth grade. I knew him before he was a priest. Imagine. Imagine if it was you and the Lord says, go back again. Would you go back again? You were rejected. The rosary beads were rejected. But Jules was obedient. And you know what obedient means? Obedire, to listen to. Jules was listening to God. What if the man didn't accept the rosary? He did, finally. Jules did what he was told to do. And that's all that matters.
Amen. We can't control what other people do. We can only control our obedience to God. You know? We all have guardian angels. They anoint our steps. Jesus anoints our life. Like we said, you take out a step in faith, and God will anoint your words. Your ways are not God's ways. Where you might think something's crumbling around, God is just using you to bring that, using that to bring in a deeper place. God knows exactly what's going on in your life at all times. He's just looking. Are you going to trust me today? Are you going to heed my words? You know, because when we obey God, even in hard situations, something becomes some strongholds are broken in us. If we have a stronghold of rejection, going back if we don't want to, that can become broken. Because God anoints everything you do. You know? Do not fear. Once the perfect love of God comes upon someone, it will always be remembered. You know, even on the streets, if that man didn't take the rosary, it might seem to us like it was a failure, but no. That's going to be marked in their life. God's going to use that to work on them. You know, imagine his surprise when he heard Father Tom just having a normal day at Shaw's. This is the power of God. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, anything becomes possible. We start living out of the eternal realm. We start operating with Jesus and the heavenly army. You know, we walk with angels. We walk with the Lord. And that's the relationship God's calling you into. You can, if people of this world don't want to be your friends, that's okay. You have saints in heaven who will be your friends, who will be able to pray for you, guide your steps. You know, we're in this earth for a very short time. You know, the currency of heaven is souls. And what God wants and what God can't and what we can give to God is a fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, patience, charity. You know, if you're having a tough day today, like I was, you can offer it up. You can offer up your suffering for souls. In this world, everything that happens can be for the good of God. God wants you to know that today. He wants you to know that you are loved and you have value today. And God just wants you today to step out in faith and enter into a deeper, more whole, more loving relationship with Him. And it's all by surrender. So say, Jesus, I surrender today to You.
Jesus, I surrender today to You.
Amen. And just take a step out in faith. Jesus will anoint it. God bless all of you.
Well, my Lord, I tell you, You are loved with an everlasting love. I tell you that God not only loves you, but He is in love with you.
Amen.
Oh, we need that liquid love to flow into our bellies. We need that liquid love, which is chesed. Chesed, it can't be translated. It can only be experienced. May God grant you the experience of chesed. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.